Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is forgiveness. I want to deal with forgiveness from a couple of perspectives. Do you remember Jesus saying in Matthew, I believe it was chapter 18, he said, if your brother has aught against you, go to him. Settle the matter with him. And if he doesn't hear you, then bring some witnesses. And if that doesn't work, go to the church and bring them. And if he doesn't listen to anybody, then treat him like he's a heathen, a pagan. And Peter asked Jesus, well, how many times are we supposed to forgive our brother in a day? And Jesus said, 70 times 7. So that leaves us with a big issue about forgiveness. How do we deal with forgiveness and how do we walk in forgiveness? First of all, I want you to see that when Jesus says 70 times 7, 490 times. Now, obviously, practically, you're not going to have somebody that's going to punch you in the face and say, gee, you know, I'm sorry about that, and do it 490 times, and you have to forgive them 490 times. That doesn't even make sense. What it does make sense is that the boundaries of God's forgiveness are nil. There are no boundaries. And the 70 times 7 of the silly, ridiculous number points to man and says, there really are no boundaries in your forgiveness. The fact that your brother has aught against you. Notice he's talking about brother. And there's a Christian community, not heathens out there somewhere. When he says treat him like a pagan, well, you don't give pagans even a thought. He's talking about somebody in the group that you worship with, that you talk to, that you go to church with, part of the community, that if they have aught against you, then get it right. He's not talking about somebody that could be a cousin or an uncle or somebody else that doesn't believe in God and is an atheist or believes in some false doctrine or religion and criticizes you and makes up a bunch of stories about how fanatical you are. You're walking with the Lord. And so that has to be kept in consideration. But if you read on, he'll give you an example and he'll say, remember the story of the guy that owed so much money to his master. He begged the master saying, no, don't throw me in jail. Be patient with me. And the guy says, okay, I'll forgive you of your debt. Then the same guy that begs for forgiveness goes out and finds somebody that he owes him a lot of money and he throws him in jail because he wouldn't pay. And the master said, hey, you know, you're not really cool. And he threw him in jail towards be paid. And he says, if God forgives you, you're supposed to forgive other people. And the concept is to walk in forgiveness. But you got to know that there are people out there that are out to get you, to hurt you. And they are pagans, basically. They are non-churched, non-believing people. And they're motivated by the flesh. And they're driven by unholiness and immorality. And they will come against you because they're being manipulated and used by the devil. And what does Peter say about your adversary, the devil? Resist him steadfastly in the faith. So today, I want you to walk in forgiveness, but do it with a clear mind that if this is a brethren, then go to him and get it right. If he's not in the household of faith, then deal with him accordingly. You don't have to call the church. He's not going to listen to him. You don't have to call witnesses or other things because they're not going to listen to him. If you have an issue, take him to court and get it settled. You're not going to work it out through a Christian effort. Let your forgiveness have no bounds. You can forgive and you can forget and you can go on and not worry about those people. Let God deal with them in his time and where he wants to. So for now, God bless you and have a great day.